Holy Father, we thank you for your presence that is in this place. Lord, I pray that even now may you locate every person standing here tonight. May everyone tonight have an encounter with you. May you touch every heart, every spirit, and do a new thing tonight. Father God, I pray tonight, may you make us, enable us to be able to take a hold of everything that you have for us. Lord, we surrender, we yield, we submit onto your mighty presence, onto everything that you are about to do tonight. Father God, I pray, may you touch the hearts of these people even now. May you touch their hearts even now, that they will be able to understand the word that will be shared. I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened even now. Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Who can feel his presence? Amen. There's a brokenness in the atmosphere. I don't know if you can feel the same, but it feels there's a brokenness in the atmosphere. Even throughout this week, there was a brokenness in the atmosphere. When I went to the E-group Wednesday evening, I told the same thing to the guys that side. I think we had the most powerful E-group ever. The Holy Spirit just came in touch to everyone, including me. Amen. Just give me more volume, something. I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me? Is it too loud? Is it too soft? Is it just fine? Amen. I hope that you came expectant tonight. Before I start, I first would like to honor the spiritual authority of this house, Pastor Leon and Esther Lee Dupria, for once again allowing me to stand and to minister unto you. It's a great honor and a privilege. This is something that I do not take lightly, nor for granted. Amen. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will take over now, and that his anointing will be upon me as I preach. For tonight I'm going to preach. Amen. But I need certain people with me tonight. I need spiritual people with me tonight. I need people that take the word of God serious. I need people that get excited about revelation. I need people that get excited about the presence of the true living God. Tonight I need response. For the word that I'm about to share with you will greatly change your perception, your perspective, the way that you see yourself in Christ Jesus. Amen. Tonight you will see yourself the way that God sees you. Hear me now. Tonight you will see yourself the way that God sees you. When I said that God is about to do something powerful tonight, I'm not just saying this. I saw exactly what God is about to do. Before I came into the service, I was at the back praying for about 3 hours. I fasted for tonight. Tonight you're going to hear the lion roar. And something is about to change in your life. Amen. Now before I get into the word, there's something that I need to get out. And this is something that I shared in the E-group past Wednesday. And it got really quiet when I started sharing this. It's a difficult word. It's not easy. I hope it's not going to be quiet tonight. This word is either going to wreck you, break you, or it's going to shake you. Amen? I'm going to ask you something. How can it be that in a service, a person will jump up with all passion, desire, and fire and receive and leave and come back the next week with a testimony. Yet another person sitting exactly the same service, acting exactly in the same way with all passion, desire, and fire jumps up and receives, yet nothing happens. Have you ever wondered why it's like that? Now, I need to get this out before I'm going to get into the revelation that I'm going to share with you, because I need you to receive the word that I'm about to speak. If you can for a moment but open your hearts and your spirits and receive what I'm about to say, it will cause you, listen to me now, it will cause you to walk in victory continuously. It will cause unmerited, unprecedented favor to rain down upon your life. You will walk in dominion, fire and power. I'm glad to see the guys are jumping up and responding. Now listen to what I'm about to say. I quickly want to touch on truth and fact, for they're two different things. It's not the same thing. We've got many people here tonight that have truly given their hearts to Jesus Christ. Amen. Who can, by the raising of their hands, and this is not a trick question, it should be many of you, if not all, can say, yes, I have truly given my life to Jesus Christ. Amen. That is truth, not facts. The fact that each and every one of you are sitting here tonight is a strong step of faith. Hear me now, it's a strong step of faith. Because you came here tonight with great expectation, awaiting upon divine intervention, trusting in the Lord God Almighty to do a miracle in your life. I want to tell you tonight that the truth is that every person sitting here, under the sound of my voice, that every one of you, that you will leave here tonight with a massive testimony. Mark my words. Tonight you will see yourself through God's eyes. Tonight you will have revelation and understanding. You will have knowledge of Him, the holy, uncreated, creating One. And therefore you shall walk in dominion, power, and continuous victory, because He is the One that goeth before you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Come on, let's just give God a praise offering. Now, what I want to share with you quickly, John 8, verse 32. John 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is a very well-known scripture. We all know the scripture. We all quote the scripture. But we read the Bible, and we do not look at these verses from every angle. I want to show you something here tonight. Can I show you something quickly? And I want us to read this again carefully. And ye shall know the truth. Say with, tell your neighbor, I will know the truth. Turn to your other neighbor. I will know the truth. Tonight you will know the truth. I want to ask you this question. You see, the way that I saw this, and it's not wrong, is that God will reveal to you certain things, truth, and that shall set you free. For example, the Lord Jesus Christ came and He died for our sins. That is truth. This truth shall set you free. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is a mighty truth. It shall set you free. You have been redeemed from the hands of Satan by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is truth. It shall set you free. But let me tell you, it's much more powerful than this. I want to ask you a question tonight. What is truth? What is truth? John 14, verse 6. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Who said these words? Jesus said it. What did He say? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen. I want to place high emphasis on the truth. Now, if you can go back to John 8, verse 32 again quickly, and we see this in another different, from different angle. And ye shall know the truth. It is not what you know, but who you know. And that word know is having revelation of, understanding of, knowledge of. In other words, and ye shall have understanding, knowledge, and revelation of him, the truth, Jesus Christ. And him, Jesus Christ, shall therefore set you free. Amen. I hope that you're hearing me tonight. I hope that I've got people with me tonight. Amen. John 8, verse 36. John 8, verse 36. Just quickly, Penny, you need to pray with me tonight. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that word indeed meaning that you will be walking in continuous victory. You will not be shaken. You will not be swayed to the left nor to the right. But that you will keep your eyes focused on the prize, Lord Jesus Christ. And that nothing shall cause your vision to become distorted. Nothing shall cause you any doubt to come into your mind. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. In other words, if you have knowledge, understanding, and revelation of Him, the Holy One, He shall set you free, and you shall be free indeed. Amen. And that is why it's written in the Word, my people are destroyed. God said, my people are destroyed. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. We've got many people sitting here tonight and they are destroyed. They are destroyed. And this is the thing that God showed me throughout this week. Tuesday evening, I was on my knees and I prayed and I said, Holy Spirit, show me what you need me to give. And He led me to this, James 1 verse 8. This is why many people jump up and they can receive, and others can jump up, but they receive, but nothing changes. James 1 verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It speaks about doubts. Go for me to verse 7. And this is what happens when you have doubts. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Doubts. We've spoken this morning. The spirit of Amalek, for those who were here. The spirit of Amalek, doubts. This spirit is a demon and it's been designed for one purpose and one purpose alone. And that is to cause you to doubt the word of God. That is to cause you to doubt your relationship with God. And that is to cause you to doubt the way that you see yourself in Christ Jesus. Tonight, this thing will fall. Tonight, this thing will fall. For I have got a solution for your problem tonight. Let me tell you that I have got a solution to your problems tonight. And His name is Jesus Christ. And tonight this lion will roar into your situation. Tonight your mind will be changed. Tonight your mind will be shifted. But let doubt go. Doubts. When you have understanding and knowledge of God, there's no room for doubt, fear, or anxiousness. Excuse me. Amen. You see, there's many believers, and we think we know God. We think we know God. And I want you guys to ask yourself this question. Don't worry, it's going to pick up now. The hard part is almost over. I want you guys to ask yourself this question quickly. You see, many people's perception of God is formed of something they have heard about God, or something that someone have preached about God, like I'm doing now, or about someone else's experience that they have about God. So you form your perception of God about that. Your perception of God does not come from a place of intimacy nor relationship. So in essence, you know about God, but you do not know God. And I want to ask you tonight, do you know God? Be honest with yourself. Do you know God? Many might even ask this question, Martin, but how do you know that you truly know God? If you're asking that question tonight, I'm sorry to say, but then you do not know God. But I want to tell you that all hope is not lost, that it's not too late, for there is a way that you can get to know the true living God. It is through diligently seeking Him in intimate time. And you don't want to hear this. Many do not want to hear this. But it's through diligently seeking Him, meaning continuously, without stopping, with all perseverance. In what? In prayer and in the Word. Amen? It is when you're on your knees in prayer and God steps into your room and the cloud of His glory fills your room and His presence rains down upon you. Let me tell you, there's nothing greater than that. Even me saying this, there's people here that I can see that you've not even yet experienced this, and that you desire to have that experience with God. When I first connected with Pastor Leon, he would always say that he would raise his hands and the presence of God will come down upon him. And I envied that in a good way. I envied that. I wanted that. I desired that. It sounds so good. It sounds so perfect. It sounds so beautiful. I just wanted that with all my heart. And the same way, there's people sitting here tonight and you want to feel that. Let me tell you, when you encounter God, you start to see yourself the way that He sees you, because now your perception is based on intimacy. It comes from a place of relationship. Amen? Do you know God? Asking you again, do you know God? Now, there's many different sides to God. And I quickly want to touch on this, because many people form their perceptions only towards this one side of God. And I love this side of God. It's powerful. And it's, you know, this side of God always leaves me in admiration and adoration towards who He is. But many people only form their perception only around this one part of God. Now imagine this for a moment. Here's God sitting on His throne in all His splendor, glory, and honor. And He's a God of love. He's a God of peace, of mercy, of loving kindness and goodness. And many people only see this side. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like I said, I love this side of God. But I might call this His gentle side. But I want to tell you tonight that there's a different side to God. Hear me now. Give me some more volume. There's a different side to God that many do not understand, that many do not even know about. And that when you step into that side, when you invoke that side, when you draw on that side, that your enemies cannot touch you. Amen? That your enemies cannot touch you. You see, many see Jesus only as the Lamb. But let me tell you tonight, the lion is going to roar. Tonight you're going to hear the lion roar. The lion of the tribe of Judah will roar into your situation tonight. Tonight you will have revelation of this lion. Amen? It is time to remember that God is not just a lamb, but that He is a lion. That He is the lion. And it is important for you to understand these two sides of God. Because when you deal with certain situations, you need to know on what side to draw on to be able to deal with certain situations. Amen? The lion is going to roar tonight. He was the lamb when He gave His life on the cross. And forgave our sins. But let me tell you that He is the lion when He took the keys of death from Satan's hands. And struck him down. And destroyed his work. He is the lion when He steps into your life tonight, into your circumstances, into your situation, and He starts to intercede for you over your problems. This is the lion. Amen. Imagine that you go hiking. Imagine that you go hiking and you come across a lion. I will trip my buddy and I will run. Amen? Don't go hiking with me. Just a tip. Amen? Will you be terrified? Yes. But let's say you come across a lamb. Will you be terrified? No, this is the way that Jesus came into this world. Humble and as a lamb. This is the sight that He chose to reveal, that even Herod had the audacity to arrest and to kill Him. because this is the side that he chose to show. But when Saul, before he became Paul, was on his way to kill the saints, on the way, on the road, the Bible says that there was a light so powerful that it struck him from his horse, and that he was struck with blindness. Oh, you're not getting me tonight. I do not have people with me. I'm speaking to the wrong crowd. This man was on his way to kill a believer, and there was a light that struck him from his horse, and he was struck with blindness. I decree and I declare tonight that the light of the true living God will come forth from without you, and that it will strike your enemy down with blindness and with confusion as the Holy Spirit comes in like a flood, raising up a standard against your enemies. And Paul found himself, Saul found himself on his knees crying, weeping, encountering God at that moment. And the heavens opened, and he heard with a loud voice, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he wept. "Why are you persecuting me?" Let me tell you that when you're on your knees in prayer and you are broken and you're weeping and you're crying, that the heavens open. It is there that Jesus steps in. It is there that the Holy Spirit comes in. He will not pass you by, for that is the sacrifice that is pleasing unto him. And he will reveal himself unto you. It is when you encounter God that you have immediate revelation of what? Of who you are in Christ Jesus. It comes from a place of intimate time spent on your knees. I cannot emphasize this enough. When I say read your word, go pray, people take it lightly. But I understand what happens in this place. For I have encountered my God many times in this place. I'm standing here knowing exactly where I am going, exactly who I am in Jesus Christ. I know exactly who and what I am. Do you? So now that we've dealt with that, now I can start with the message. From this point forward, I need people with me, and I need you. Are you still with me? Okay, I'm going to go into deep revelation now, and I need you guys to stay with me as I'm going on now. Now you know how to receive, you know the importance of receiving, and how to make the truths, the promises of God made manifest in your life. Amen. Okay, so I need response. Don't doubt. Let go of doubt right now. Benny, put on the screen for me Psalms 93 verse 1. Psalms 93 verse 1. Hey, King James. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you cannot be moved. Verse 2, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. Verse 3, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their ways. Verse 4, stay. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Say, the Lord is mightier than the waves of the sea. I need you to remember this. Again, the Lord is mightier than the waves of the sea. Whenever the Bible speaks of waves, it represents something that causes a believer to be doubt. Amen? Or to be shaken in his faith. Amen? To be shaken in his faith. James 1 verse 6. James 1 verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. That word wavering meaning not to doubt, nothing doubting. For he that wavereth, he that doubts, is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Remember that. And such a person cannot expect to receive anything. Are you guys still with me tonight? It is waves that caused Peter to sink. Spiritually, waves represents problems. But it clearly states that God is mightier than the waves of the sea. Tonight, oh, tonight, I want to tell you that God is mightier and much more powerful than any problem that you are currently facing. And that tonight this lion is going to roar into your situation. Your problems will come to an end tonight. Amen. It is time that you stand up. It is time that you stand up and you face those problems, standing them face to face, toe to toe, with the revelation and knowledge of who you are in Christ Jesus. What if I could walk up to you right now and I can start interceding over your problems? What if I could walk up to you right now and start interceding for your problems, knowing exactly who I am in Christ Jesus? It is time to stare your problems face to face, toe to toe, and turn around and say, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Are you guys alive? Do you know who I am? You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. You are the righteous sons and daughters of the Most High God. You are clothed in majesty and power, fire, and authority. You are filled with the living, holy lights of the true living God. You are God's. You are God's. Why? You are the sons of God. What does that make you? There's a verse that says, do you not know that you are God's? Do you not know that you are God's? It is time that you get. It's time that you face the devil with intent to kill. May you start to have murder in your eyes. Murder in your eyes. Authority, fire, and power. May you start to develop a warrior mentality. The enemy is messing with you, many of us. Let me tell you tonight that the battlefield is in the mind. The battlefield is in your mind. If I can take your hope, I have taken your life. May I give you hope tonight. Revelations. Now I'm going to go into Revelations chapter 10. I'm going to break this up verse by verse. Amen. Revelations 10 verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. So John had this encounter with this powerful angel, with a rainbow over his head, a face as the shining as bright as the sun, and he had a book open in his hand, and he was standing with one foot upon the sea and one foot upon the land. Amen? So what does this mean? This means that, now why I'm sharing this with you is because I want you to see who you are in Christ Jesus. Okay? Stay with me. Meaning that he has authority over everything. Over the sea, and in the sea, and over everything that is on the land. Genesis 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You have been made to look like God, walk like God, and talk like God. Amen. And in his hands, he had a little book open. Now, this little book is the same one that is spoken of in Ezekiel. Now, I'll go there now. Benny, if you can put on for me verse 10 quickly. Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. When you receive revelation, it is always as sweet as honey. Amen. Now, go for me to, I want to show you something quickly. Go for me to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll. This was a scroll. It was a book that was written on. And go speak unto the house of Israel. Verse 2. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat. He caused me to eat that roll. Go on, verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. And then that I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Verse 4. And he said unto me, Son of man, get thee unto the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. So he took in, he consumed the word of God, and this caused him to go out and be able to speak the word of God. Let me tell you tonight that God can only speak to you to the extent that you know his word. And you will only be able to minister unto others to the extent that you know his word, because he can only speak to you to the extent that you know his word. Amen. Now, here we can, you can go back again to Revelation. Here we can see the same thing in both instances. Now, this small book, stay with me, this small book represents the word of prophecy. The word of prophecy. Amen. Revelation 10, verse 3. And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Can you imagine standing in front of that? So he cried with a loud voice, and it was as if a lion roared, and seven thunders came forth, which uttered their voices. Who's sitting here tonight is afraid of lightning and thunder? Come on, be honest. When there's heavy, severe thunder and lightning, you quickly run into the house. Many even lock the door. Amen? Come on, we do this. Seven thunders. Can you imagine? Now, look at this. It says that he cried with a loud voice. He cried, meaning that he interceded. He was busy interceding for a specific situation. He was busy interceding for a specific situation. When you pray in the Spirit, it is exactly the same thing that happens. When you pray in other tongues, when you pray in the Spirit, but there's a catch to this. When you pray in the Spirit from a place of intimacy, from a place of relationship, from a place of revelation, knowledge, and understanding, it is as if a lion is roaring and seven thunders echo through eternity, and it fills the heart of your enemy with fear. Romans 8 verse 26. Look at this. I can prove this because many think that I'm just making this up. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray. For as we ought. Many people keep on praying in your own language, out of the flesh. But the Spirit itself maketh what? Maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I want to tell you, it's when you find yourself on your knees in prayer, in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, that it is like lightning. echo through in eternity, and that it is like a lion roaring. Amen. This is what happens when you pray. You do not seem too excited about that. Can you hear, ECC? Can you hear? Why can we not have the same thing that John or James have experienced? John, why can we not have the same thing? What thing? He had a revelation of Christ revealed. Why can we not have the same thing? You see, we read the Bible as history, thinking that these things can no longer happen, not today. Can I ask you to let go of doubt tonight? Can I ask you to break every limitation in your mind and to allow God to step into your situation? Can you tonight allow God to do something new in you? Will you allow God to step in tonight and to reveal unto you who and what you are exactly in Him? Revelation 10 verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. He was allowed to write everything. I mean, he wrote the whole book of Revelations. Everything he was allowed to write, except this one thing. Except this one thing. I believe that this small book is the Bible. They did not have a Bible then. John was still busy writing Revelations. The Bible didn't exist then. I believe that book is this very word of prophecy that is relevant to the here and to the now. Amen? And he said, write them not. Why did he say, write them not? Because the words in these pages are not supposed to be written on paper. It's supposed to be written in your hearts. It is supposed to be imprinted in your spirit. It is supposed to be understanding and revelation to you. Write them not, but consume them, eat them, for it shall be as sweet as honey to you. Amen. Verse 5. I'm almost done. Is everyone okay? And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. There's so much revelation in the Revelations. Lifted up his hands. Every time you lift up your hands, it means to make an oath, to declare something or to establish something. Many people can't even during worship raise their hands. It is in worship that you declare yourself unto Christ Jesus. It is in worship that you surrender and declare yourself unto the true living God. Standing under oath, under covenants. The same thing happens when I lay hands on you, or when we lay hands on you, we declare things, we establish the word of God. It carries a lot of power when you raise your hands. It's not just surrendering, you're declaring into the spiritual dimension. You're making declarations. When you raise your hands, when I'm standing preaching, and you raise your hands, it means that you receive what I'm saying as truth, and that you're declaring it out into the spiritual dimension so that it can be made manifest through your life. Someone didn't hear me now. Do not let the enemy steal this word from you. God is about to do something great in someone's life tonight. Can I pray for someone tonight? Can I pray for someone tonight? God is about to do something great in someone's life tonight. Something new is about to happen. I'm going to close off with this. Revelation 10 verse 6. Listen to this. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. That there should be time no longer. Meaning that time will come to an end, and that the revelation of Jesus Christ will be revealed, that Christ will stand revealed. It says that there will be no more delay. There will be no more delay. Put on for me quickly the NIV version. NIV. Watch this. NIV. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever. I'm going to skip. There will be no more delay. There will be no more delay. I'm telling you tonight that whatever I've delayed you, that it will be broken, that it will be destroyed, that it will come to an end here, right now. There will be no more delay.